It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Today marks the final day of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Last night, a Milwaukee mother took to the national stage to share her family's story of perseverance.
For 11 years, Deanna Branch has advocated for the removal of lead pipes in the city of Milwaukee. Her son wound up in the hospital twice.
Well, my son, Aiden, was two. He was hospitalized due to high levels of lead in his blood. Lead was everywhere, in our pipes, in our paint, and in our soil. President Biden and Vice President Harris passed the bipartisan infrastructure law. It's removing lead pipes from communities like ours. As president, Kamala Harris will make sure everyone can drink clean water and be, in Aiden's words, lead-free superheroes.
That was the message Branch delivered on stage at the DNC. Branch is also a member of the Coalition on Lead Emergency. WPR's Courtney Everett is at the convention and spoke with Branch about the progress the country's making in lead pipe removal.
My name is Deanna Branch.
Last year, you attended President Joe Biden's State of the Union address. 1 year later, you're here in Chicago on the national stage. What does it mean to you to represent Wisconsin families?
It means everything to me. My son, Aiden, is 11. Well, he'll be 12 this year. But his lead level went down. At the highest, it was 50. Now it's down to 6.8. And he is thriving. He is an illustrator for Aiden the Lead for Superhero book. And I'm just so proud of him and how well he speaks and shares his story. My one-year-old daughter, she was born lead-free. So because of my advocacy work, this is what it has brought me, a healthier family, a healthier community, and actually being a part of seeing the work get done. So I'm honored to be here.
What do you hope people take away from hearing you speak in Chicago?
I hope that everyone sees that I speak for my community. I'm the voice for every parent who wants the bipartisan infrastructure funds to continue to help build our community and get rid of the lead pipes, paint, and the lead in the soil as well, and just make our community safer for our generation and our children.
Since you mentioned the bipartisan infrastructure law, there is $83 billion that will help to identify and replace lead pipes in Milwaukee. What do you know as far as the timeline of that?
I know that the timeline has decreased significantly thanks to our efforts. It was a 40-year plan originally. I think it's now down to 10 or 9, if I'm not mistaken. So I'm just happy to see that progress is going to be made, and I'll be alive long enough to witness the progress being made.
Last year, you spoke on the morning show. We talked to you about your advocacy. How do you feel about the progress now, 1 year later?
I can see the progress. My children attend work ministry at our church, Chapel Lutheran, and they are actually learning about air pollution, how it plays into their asthma and triggers their asthma. I'm proud to see that the information is spread in the communities to keep kids more aware of what's going on in their environment.
How do you see the Harris-Walz administration following through with additional support surrounding lead pipes?
The bipartisan infrastructure, the Biden-Harris campaign took over. This is the first time, I think, in history that I'm seeing actual money being put into environmental justice. After 11 years of advocating, I'm finally happy to see the work actually being done.